You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Post Show Recap, coverage of what we do in the shadows. My name is Grace. I'm here with my co-host, Lindsay. Lindsay, how you doing?
Doing great. I forgot to write a clever sentence this time. There were lots of good ones. I don't know, something about killed my friend. I would never kill my friend. That'll be it.
Familiar fighting this episode. We are not alone. We are joined by the one and only Deidre. Deidre, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I thought you were going to call me that tap dancing freak that crawled itself out of the abdominal cavity of the dead berry pod.
Yes, that's right. The dead berry pod. Yeah, you're no longer you. You're something else that crawled out of that cavity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also future Paper Girls podcast. Which I do.
That's right. Yes, it's official. Yeah. So this Friday, I don't know when this podcast is dropping. We're recording this on a Wednesday. So this Friday, Paper Girls, the entire full 8-episode season is dropping on Amazon Prime. And Jess Sterling and I will be covering it on a bi-weekly basis. Nice. So it's going to be really fun. We have a couple of episodes in the can and it's a blast to podcast with Jess. I think it's going to be a blast to listen to. The show is a blast to watch. Another show that's a blast to watch, What We Do in the Shadows. This show is so good. I feel like this was a really great episode and I'm really excited that I'm on for this episode. There were a few moments where I was like, how could I have possibly scripted that this is the episode that I'm on for?
you did message me earlier today and I had not watched the episode yet. You said, this episode moves so fast. How am I supposed to take notes?
Yeah, something new happens like every 2 seconds. How is it even remotely possible to take notes for this?
I made good use of the pause and rewind button.
Oh, yeah.
Them just like pointing out different things at the Night Market.
If anybody ever tells you that podcast podcasting is not hard work. They are wrong because it usually takes me about twice the length of an episode to take notes the second time I watch it. So,
especially for this podcast where we just repeat every line. So,
there you go. Funny lines.
Yeah, exactly. When the lines are funny, you have to give them their acknowledgments.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Deidre, I would love to ask, you have been watching What We Do in the Shadows, and not only just this season, but previous seasons. But this is the first time we've been covering What We Do in the Shadows, so I'd love your overall thoughts and then how you're feeling about season four in general.
Yeah, so this was one of those shows that I knew that I would probably like, but just didn't get around to it for whatever reason. Probably because there was no podcast about it previously, which there now is. But one of our fellow patrons and listeners, Emily, really encouraged me to watch it. And I think I binged the first three seasons in maybe a week and a half. This is a really fantastic show. I knew I would love it, and I do love it, but it's just so funny and joke dense, and some of my favorite shows have the same kind of joke density, 30 Rock and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. A lot of the Tina Fey stuff has a lot of really dense jokes, but I had not seen the movie, so I still haven't seen it. But
oh, really?
Yeah,
different cast of characters, but
yeah, I love these characters so much. I almost feel no need to go back to it, but really liking season four. I was kind of expecting a little bit more of everybody off on their own journeys before we go back together, rather than immediately start back episode one that everybody is back together. But I am really enjoying the storylines this season. I think it's just been really enjoyable.
Lindsay, overall, what did you think of The Night Market?
I mean, I think maybe this was the one I liked the least of all so far, but I think that is largely just because I feel like the familiar fighting went on a little long.
I would agree.
There was a lot of familiar fights. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only were we watching familiar fights, and then he does a bunch of fights, and then he fights Nandor.
Exactly. Nandor is so much of the comedic. I mean, obviously the whole show is incredibly funny, but Nandor, his lines are always so good. And I'm like, really, is him beating up Guillermo the best use of this character? I don't know.
I think I liked this one significantly more than the last episode. I was not the biggest Richie sucks stan.
We just like saying it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, his name is honestly the best part about him. And I do love Fred Armisen, but this was not it for me last week. But I think this week was, a real return to form, personally.
I think the thing that got us last episode was the Laszlo and Colin. How adorable it was, and everything. Whereas it's funny because this episode has very little Colin and Laszlo comparatively, I think. But what they do bring us is very funny and very good. And cute again. Yeah, they just keep being cute. Although I fear if we basically are on track that every two episodes Colin ages up. Laszlo could be a very frustrated teenage father, like a father of a teen next episode, but we shall see.
I do have it still written in all of my notes. I'm still writing baby Colin Robinson.
Yep, so I have him in my notes as BCR.
Yes.
Amazing. Before we get into the full episode recap, I will just take a moment to plug the Patreon program here at Post Show Recaps. PostShowRecaps.com/Patreon or Patreon.com/PostShowRecaps. Get you access to bonus coverage, bonus podcasts, ad-free podcasts, early access to some podcasts, merchandise at higher levels, and access to the Discord at any level. I would suggest waiting to the start of the month, wait for the calendar flips over, because you get charged the day you sign up for the entire month. So if you sign up on July 27th, you get charged for all of July, and then again on August 1st. Although, I mean, if you have the means, don't let me stop you. and we do not accept the barter system, unfortunately. As much as I wish the Patreon program was a barter system,
we do love a misogynistic t-shirt.
That's just most of the merchandise in postshowrecaps.com/store.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like we're going to need to recreate this shirt in some way.
Yes. And don't forget, if you're listening to this in the main feed, you could just get just what we do in the Shadows content by subscribing to our specific feed at postshowrecaps.com/shadows feed with a hyphen, shadows hyphen feed.
That's a new one.
Consider it a little vampiric steak that you have just in case you run into a vampire. All right, let's jump into the episode. Colin is performing and business is booming, Lindsay.
Business is booming, baby. I have in my notes, we open on Dancing Colin Robinson, and I want this to continue forever.
So, yeah, me too. Well, so do the vampires.
I don't think this will go on beyond this.
Yeah, he is, as Deidre said, the tap dancing freak who crawled his way out of the cavity known as Colin Robinson.
So good.
Nadia's having trouble keeping Nadia's working. Other than the blood splinkers keep clogging is a big problem. The wraiths keep killing people, Deidre. Yes.
Yeah. I am not the biggest wraiths person.
Like only in general or on this show?
Both.
They keep haunting the descendants of those who have someone who wronged them. So
yes. Yeah. There's only so much like comedy that you can get from these characters that you A, can't see their faces, and B, they don't talk. I did like the like old fancy writing that they do on like 3x5 note cards, although I don't know what regular size note cards are called in centimeters for our two Canadian hosts this show.
We use actually
oh,
the
do
imperial
you?
System much more often than you think. Yeah, because we're so like American influenced.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, so you're using the imperial system, but less so the barter system.
Yes.
The way I've heard it described, Grace, and tell me if you agree with this, because I feel like it resonated very strongly, was that we are conversant in both, but fluent in neither.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good, like, yeah. I can't convert them. Like, I can't be an inch is this many centimeters.
I believe an inch is a roughly 2.5 centimeters.
2.4,
I think.
Like,
yeah.
Sounds right.
Just in case you came to this podcast looking for off-the-cuff metric to imperial conversion.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I think that I hear you put that, like, yeah, there's perhaps that, like, even by the end of this episode, I'm feeling like the juice has been maybe, like, squeezed out of, like, the wraiths in terms of like
especially, you know, Xerxes,
what an image. Yeah.
But I do like this idea that they're like essentially unionizing and all the things that like Nadia keeps, I let them sleep in a supply closet. Do you think they're intentionally underperforming so they can get their way? And then she decides, well, I'll just kill them all instead.
With last week the like commentary on the music industry and this week on labor relations, that's, it's right. Like, I don't know where we're going with this, but I did enjoy, I mean, as a stan of unionization and labor organization, I'm really glad that the rights have unionized.
I think the show, it's one of the things I kind of love, and even an episode that, like, to your point, like, it's not your favorite of the season, but I think some of these things are things that they do really well, which is A, pull out a random commentary on like modern day society, because they're so like stuck in the past in a way that like their view on this thing that we do now, like chain emails.
Oh yes.
And things like that is so funny. And then also the thing I love is when they'll just be like, this is a vampire thing that like is right under humans' nose that they don't know, like including the night market. And yet it's like, that's like a vamp, like it's like this like vampire thing that we don't know exists. And yet also is a commentary on like, you know, bartering, trade, like what you find at like, you know, there's a commentary about IKEA in this. In this episode.
See, one of the questions that I have about, okay, like this night market is supposed to be like, you know, big, like underworld, all the types of demons and creepy crawlies and vampires and whatnot. So vampires are only awake at night, correct? Like, we know this, but like, so why don't they just call it a market?
they should
be more excited about a day market. Like, we're more excited about a night market because we mainly are awake in the daytime.
Just be the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tracks. Yeah. Some of this Lazo and Colin stuff, they're performing, they're doing rehearsal. Keeps forgetting the lyrics. And I love the recurring bit of Colin being like, hey, Lazo, guess what? I'm tired. And so, like, essentially, like, he's like, I know you're tired, like, at the exact same time. I hope we never lose, hey, Lazo, guess what?
Yeah, it's so good. It's truly incredible. And I also had written down, I don't know why I found it so funny, that Laszlo was like, you've tucked the book around the back of your trouser. Like, the idea of just a singular trouser really tickled me.
Yeah, he's at the good part out of his book, which is a book about fairy tales. Yes. And so Laszlo starts reading them and pointing out how they're wrong, including more like Rumpel Dickskin. I have written in my notes. And
I wasn't sure we were going to be able to say that on this network. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love calling me like, what's Dickskin?
That's something you should be saying.
Yeah. That's a bloody good question.
Yeah. Not a question you should ask. Yeah, and also the idea of Little Red Riding Hood as like a gruesome unsolved child abduction or something. Was that what it was?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the runner this week of first baby Colin Robinson asking what's dick skin, and then later in the episode he asks what's semen.
Yes,
yeah.
Laszlo really needs to have a birds and the bees conversation with baby Colin Robinson before continuing to mention all these things.
I think before next episode, maybe, if we're gonna get I have not seen a preview, but if I track like every two episodes he grows up, next moment is a leveling up episode.
No comprehensive sex education happening at the vampire house quite yet.
I mean, I could see that being like the opening of next episode.
Yeah, honestly.
But like it being so vampiric, like horny sex.
Yes. I mean, now that we're discussing it, I basically need to see this happen. Like, I need Laszlo and Nadja to be explaining this.
If it doesn't happen, I'll go back. I'll write the spec script for the sex talked like Nadja and Laszlo doing the sex talk. I think it's very funny.
I mean, with all the deep fakes going around these days, like we could basically make a real clip for this.
True.
Yeah, wait and see, and we'll see how next week goes, and then if it's bad, it'll just be like a table read episode instead of us recapping the actual episode. We'll just do a table read of Grace's sex script.
Yes. So Nadja's going to meet with Xerxes. The guide is in this episode as like sort of the liaison between the two. She has a very small role in this episode. But I do like her. She keeps like ghost moving, scaring Nadja, which I think is very funny. So the list of demands that need to be addressed, including requiring more than one break a day so they can haunt the descendants of their transgressors, which Nadja says, we all want hobbies.
Yeah,
we all have like more time for our hobbies. Yeah. And they don't want to be blamed for all the phantom smells. It's an old building and smells are out of their control.
That one seems to really set her off, though. Like, clearly she's been doing a lot of blaming.
Yeah. The guide says that race are known for their sense of humor. Oh, that's when she said she does pulls a card that says that went well. Race are known for their sense of humor. That was a joke.
I also just love how, you know, Nadja pronounces Xerxes as Xerxes. Like, Nadja cannot pronounce any names to save her life. But I love the image of, like, somebody in the writer's room of, like, how could we mispronounce this name in the funniest way possible?
Yeah. I didn't even know how, I don't even know if I spelt it right in my notes.
Oh, I have, I watch all my TV with captions. So I just wrote down how they have it. In the caption,
XERXES. That's what I
Yeah, it was X dot 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 R E X S E S.
Nice.
That's what I have. Nice.
There you go. Good work, Grace.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
XERXES. Is that what it is?
I already like didn't hear what you said because all the letters X and E R just
and then X E S
X dot 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 R E X S E S.
Oh, S.
I think that's how Nadja says it. Yeah.
Okay. Laszlo's reading
that, that is how Nadja's pronunciation of the name was. Yes.
Laszlo's reading to Colin a real book about real people, about real things that happened, including the elf and the shoemaker. And you know, Colin wants to know about the elf and the shoemaker. He says, yeah, man imagined he sees elves because of the formaldehyde and then he kills himself. I don't even think I know. What is this a reference
to? I don't
to?
Think I know that one either.
The elf and the shoemaker. It's not familiar to me as a fairy tale.
It just made me think of the Keebler elves.
Maybe.
Apparently it is a fairy tale. The elves and the shoemaker. No.
I feel like the Keebler elves live in a shoe.
All right.
Apparently the moral story is hard work is a secret to making dreams and wishes come true. Sounds like a capitalist fairy tale.
Capitalist nonsense right there.
That's a big thumbs down from the three of us.
Yeah, disavowed. Brothers Grimm canceled.
Come on. This is where Nadja finds the book and is going to suggest they head to the night market. It's like the street festivals of many cultures. This is Dantor. You know, there's sticky stuff on the ground.
Sticky shit all over the ground and a good place to pillage or barter tchotchkes.
Yes.
And now just says as well, this is a good place to barter. F the other guy before they F you. She's That's very right. excited. Mm-hmm. I like excited Nadja.
Yes, yeah, so she's mm-hmm. so jazzed this entire episode. She's in a great mood about all the bartering she's doing.
She's
yeah,
been pretty jazzed this whole season, really.
Mm-hmm, true.
I don't know if I prefer mad Nadja to excited Nadja or the other way around. I feel like mm-hmm. they're both just a vibe. Mm-hmm. Maybe it just has to do with my particular emotions on that day as well, but was really enjoying excited Nadja bartering up a storm in the night market.
What Depends do you think whether you had to use your special lady voice that day.
Yes, exactly.
Ask you the lady. Amazing. Guillermo on the phone says someone will see him later, and then he says, I love you.
He says, yeah. I love you. I have it in all caps.
Mm-hmm. And if you had the captions on, it does refer to the person speaking on the other line as a man.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Guillermo asks if it's safe to go, and Nadja says, I don't care.
Yeah. Mandor's like, just say you're an orc or something, so you could pass as one.
I like the through line of Guillermo having to pretend that he's an orc and then realizing mm-hmm. it works and being self-conscious about the fact he's like, yeah.
It's like, do I look like one? And they're just like, no comment.
You could pass. Yeah.
Deidre, what do you think? We see that Nandor's wife would like to come, and then he literally gets the genie out, the genie makes a wish, and then she's like, that's why I'm going to stay at home. And what do you think of this through line? Because we were very surprised that like the djinn not only like stayed around for more than one episode, it's like, it seems to be a long through line. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't understand how Nandor has any wishes left. If he's using them so poorly like this, it makes no sense. Don't these vampires have like superb like mind control powers? Like they can handle this on their own.
He's famously bad at hypnosis, though.
Famously bad at hypnosis.
That's true. But there's the whole house full of the other vampires who can help him with this. True. He doesn't need to waste a genie wish on this.
Manwar is not a vampire, right? I don't believe. Or is she? She's not.
I don't think so. Right?
Yeah, so he should be able to. That's really hilarious that they're good at hypnosis and he has to keep his wishes.
I did love his reaction when she's like, I've decided not to go. He's like, Marwa, this is a big fat bummer I am hearing.
He says, sometimes it's more fun to just hang with the boys.
Right. And Nadja. Yeah. Nadja's one of the boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they get on the subway. It looks like a regular train of normal people. This is, I think, maybe the joke that's worked the least for me in this entire run of the show, which is just that this man is raising money for his uncle's surgery, and so he just farts until everybody else gets off the train, and they're like, if you're still here, you know why. I was like, boy, you know, not that I'm above fart humor, but like, this is a lot.
Of the fart humor that I feel like happens on TV, I thought this one was kind of funny. I may have just been primed to like this because my elementary school band had to play Pennsylvania 65,000.
By farting?
So, no, that was not part of it. At least it wasn't expected to be part of
it. Yeah, not formally.
Actually. I was just like fully expecting him to like actually play the song. Wasn't expecting it to be rhythmic farting. I did love then that the some guy was like, are you taking requests? And he was like, not for a couple hours. Like, gotta work that gas back down, baby.
This is one that I feel like is like funnier to say than it is to like see on TV, but maybe that's just me. They do arrive. Did you notice this? I was like, come on, boy, don't get lost.
Thank you. I feel like we're watching for every single adorable little moment of parenting from last
I loved that baby Colin Robinson was like, he's very talented.
He's very happy. So they're going to check out the night market. This is where I felt like the pace of the episode. There was so much happening. Guillermo's at glow sticks. Mm-hmm. There's witches. Yes.
It was wild. Yeah. I mean, immediately upon arriving, Nandor wants to buy a cage, and Guillermo says, you don't need any more cages.
They do that twice. Guillermo does that twice. He says, you don't need any more cages. He says, you also don't need any more wicker baskets.
Wicker baskets. Yeah. I mean, I can totally relate. Like, I also have so many more baskets than I need in my house, and so many more tiny bowls than I need in my house, which is ironic because I just continue to make them at Pottery. but maybe next we'll be learning how to make wicker baskets so that I don't have to keep buying them from places. I also don't have a familiar who goes shopping with me and tells me you don't need any more tiny baskets and you don't need any more tiny bowls.
You should get a familiar. Yeah.
There you go.
What do you think of Nadia's family history of bartering?
So good. Oh my God, this killed me. My Yaya once traded just a little bit of her thigh meat for a whole bag of onions. I think I know a whole bag of onions.
Yeah, she's very excited about the entire bag of onions.
A little bit of thigh meat.
A little bit. And she's so smug about it too, right? Or she's just like, these idiots don't stand a chance.
I'm pretty good at bartering, which I guess she does prove to be an excellent barter this episode. This
I kind of wanted like one more step.
Yeah,
I agree. Did you
ever see the thing online about the, like, I think it was a red paper clip?
Yeah, you could.
Where
you,
somebody, yes. Yeah, like traded it like 23 times and ended up with like, I don't know, a car, a house.
I think it was a grand piano, I think.
Oh, okay. But yeah, yeah. I expected like more than two trades from Nadja. But the two that we got were still very good.
It's very much that garage sale episode of The Office, right? Where Dwight ends up with the telescope or whatever and then the magic beans. Yeah.
I love the Valkyries. I love anything that's like exploring, like, you know, the, like whatever lore they want.
The world.
The world. Mm-hmm. And I love that they explain how like important they are to, you know, gods to the Viking battlefield to choose to go to. But they have zero banter.
Zero banter, unlike us.
No laughs whatsoever.
Yeah, it's so good. And she's like just so pleased with how she's playing them too. She's like, I literally just grabbed this thing from Nander's room before I left the house. Like, this is nothing to me. But it was just like absolutely killed me. Like, zero banter. No laughs whatsoever.
The fact that they also were remarking on, they were like, oh, the cobalt glaze, the white body, the porcelain interior. I was like, how did we know that this pottery critique was going to be the episode that I am on the podcast?
More like a podcast. Sorry. Pottery podcast?
Podcast. Mm-hmm.
Podcast. Any podcast that I am on a podcast, because I'm pretty sure I mentioned pottery at least once every episode.
Yes.
Incredible.
I love this. I love that they, she's like, I don't know why they sell meatballs that are obsessed with like furniture, but they are.
Meatballs so in the brown liquid, aka gravy.
It's so good. Yes.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then, Lindsay, we're going to meet real fairies.
Yeah, this was incredible too. I mean, more lessons from Laszlo. He seems like a very tough teacher, where he's like, tell me what you think fairies are. And Colin Robinson's like, oh, they're pretty ladies who fly around and live in mushrooms. He's like, oh yeah. And then there's just these like nasty garbage eating people.
What's up, Laszlo?
Yeah, what's up, Laszlo? Yeah, and even like little Colin Robinson is like, oh man, it smelled like shit.
I like when he's like, I'm gonna put the lid down, and they're like, yeah, F off, like close the lid. And he's like, I just said I was gonna do that. this is where Nandor wants a wicker basket. This is where they're gonna run into some like demonic creature who's going to try and sniff out essentially Guillermo, who Guillermo is, mm-hmm. Deidre. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. He like identifies Guillermo as a human, but is very easily put off the track when Guillermo says, no, I'm an orc.
Like my mistake. Like,
oh, okay,
have a
fine.
One.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thanks for letting me sniff you.
So we do head to the familiar fight, which I would agree. There's a lot of familiar fighting in this episode. Mm-hmm. I do kind of love Nandor's enthusiasm to the familiar fights in the sense that he keeps getting so swept up in it. Even after Guillermo will tell him like, this is a bad idea if I get involved, and still he's like, you know, jumping up on the car to be like, well, my familiar will beat all of your familiars combined.
Yes.
Yeah. The familiar fights, you know, I do like that the show acknowledges it's a little bit effed up, but the amount of just like insane lines that come out of this like stretch of scenes of the familiar fights are absolutely some of the weirdest things that I think have come out of this show, where, you know, when Nandor is like accidentally signing Guillermo up to be in the familiar fights, he mentions, you know, oh, in the old days they used to tear off the head, and then the guy tears a head off and he's like, oh great, they're still doing that.
I love how Nandor is head. I love that Nandor gets so into it. It's my favorite. Yeah. You know, we talked about like enthusiasm. Actually, I think all of the main characters, when they're like very enthusiastic, is a delight.
Yes,
really.
Yeah. No, I really loved him being like, no, he's not going to do this. And then he's like, oh, is he scared? He's like, no, the only thing he's scared of is fighting all of your familiars at once, because that's what he's going to do. And then he tries to frame it as like, this is a matter of honor. I had to do this for you, Guillermo.
They were insulting me as much as they were insulting you.
Yeah. I also liked him screaming like, that's my effing guy.
Yes.
I think I guess we'll get into it more when they're actually fighting, but there is something to this, like as a story beat that as they move forward, I think is interesting to like, you know, the relationship between Nandor and Guillermo as it's gone on. Training is going well for Nadja. She traded the vase for meatballs, and then she traded them up for the comedy shirts. It says, if you're reading this, the bee fell off.
Yeah. Also, we should note that she treated the meatballs to imps because imps love tiny foods.
Yes, that is true. Again, more world building.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So we go back to the familiar fights, and Guillermo is doing his first fight, and he like does a whole parkour flip off of a van that's down there. That's when Nandor yells the "that's my effing guy" line. And then while Guillermo is just like doing parkour, his opponent just dies accidentally. And that's how Guillermo becomes the champion.
I like that he keeps winning by not really. There's the one later where he's just going to take the woman's glasses. I do like his like nonviolent way of winning every time.
Mm-hmm. The commentator is pretty funny too.
I feel like he eventually
started getting a bit stale, but I definitely liked him at the beginning, especially when he's just like, oh, that's gotta not hurt very much. I'm like, oh, hopefully he dies. Like,
when they come back, he says that the fights are sponsored by Dodge Trucks.
Yes. Hold on, ad for that.
Yep. Guillermo does a good Dodge, and you know, that's a great time to dip into your sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I also love that when Guillermo is doing all of the quote unquote fighting, that he's like consistently basically just like pleading with his opponents of like, why are we doing this? We don't need to do this. Like, listen, we're both humans. Like, this is so stupid. Like, just stop.
Well, there's the one where the guy who's smoking, I guess we'll just stay on this train for a while, where the guy's smoking, he has an asthma attack, but as he's like refusing not to fight, Guillermo's like, you're being kind of an effing dick. Like, come on. Like, what are you doing? We can make a deal.
I also love that the smoking guy is like just doing high kicks, and then the announcer guy is like a capoeira kick that did absolutely nothing.
They also refer to him as the hot one a couple times. They're like, yeah, looks like the hot one is running out of steam.
They do. So Lasso's going to teach Colin more about why fairy tales exist. So sometimes grown-ups lie to children when things, when real things are too scary. You see Pinocchio over there? That's a medical condition. Bug all to do with lying. He never
as
was.
As I know, he was never a puppet. Yeah.
We're going to get garden gnomes and the truth about the emperor's clothes, Lindsay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, and also witches are real, and one day they will come for your semen, but not in a good way.
Not in a fun way. What's semen? The garden gnomes, they freeze if you stare at them, and then they run away. The emperor's new clothes.
Style.
That's just a real German nudist.
Yes, just a regular nudist.
So good. The night market goes on forever. It has infinite and darker, dirtier sides, like Nadja.
I love that.
like me. So she heads to Big Ed's Anarchy and Apothecary, looking for something under the cover. And this guy's like, yeah, but how do I know you're not law enforcement?
Yeah, she's like, would I have this? A highly misogynistic t-shirt that makes a complete mockery of common traffic laws.
I guess you're so right. Good. I'll trade for it.
I also loved that while Nadja is moseying her way up to Big Ed, she finds like a squeaky bone dog toy and squeaks it in her mouth.
She also says, I think, as she goes, ooh, little skulls.
Yep.
Yes. The guy is so charmed by the t-shirt, too. He's like, even my bee would get a kick out of this.
I'm not going to lie. Until this line about common traffic safety laws, I thought that this shirt meant something completely different.
Oh, really? I think it's like a motorcycle thing,
yeah,
right? Like
I now know that it is a motorcycle thing after this common traffic safety laws comment. But before, I thought it was in reference to some sort of sexual act.
Well, maybe that'll come up next week in sex ed class.
Yeah. I will say, if you ever think, like, you look at that shirt and be like, even my girl would like that, you're totally wrong.
She wouldn't.
She absolutely would not.
Not just like, she would. Anyway, take the stupid shirt.
This is where Guillermo's going to win he's going to win the tournament, so he wins dry dog food. I didn't really get it, but it was fine.
Yeah. That was when the old lady's glasses thing happened. Or she's like, I just want my glasses. He's like, I'm going to give them to your master.
That lady doesn't get killed, I noticed. She's the only one who doesn't get killed. Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah.
I also love that the comment from the announcer about the dog food is, humans, they love that shit. I mean, I buy a lot of it, but it's not for me.
It's for you.
This is where we're going to go down the line of, like, Guillermo's going to have to fight a vampire. And he's like, this is a bad idea because I'm a vampire
Orgon
hunter.
The murderer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they'll know that they'll just have to watch me kill a vampire. And then we're screwed. They're being like, you know what would be more sick?
If I killed my companion of 13 years.
Who wants to see me pulverize my closest companion of 13 years? Kill my friend.
Oh, it's so good. There is a great line when they're fighting, and I do think that for as much as this goes on long, again, I do think that, like, the tension that this might bring in terms of, like, clearly Nandor is, like, upset that, like, Guillermo could actually best him in a fight, even though Guillermo, because Guillermo's the best, ends up, like, relenting. There is one line when he throws something, I'm not sure, I can't remember if it's a stake or whatever, and he kills a vampire in the back, and the host goes, hey, he killed my friend, what the F?
Nandor then goes, stop throwing stakes, it's rude!
It's rude, yes. The commentator's really good throughout this whole thing, where he's like, oh, it looks like the little guy is voguing now, and then at one point he says that he's phantom menacing, he calls him Darth Small.
Darth Small, I loved it. Yeah. When Nandor actually kills the blacksmith, he's like, look what you made me do! You made me kill... that he killed his friend, they want him to finish it. But he's like, what kind of vampire would I be if I can't even meet my own familiar? And so Guillermo tells him, just pretend to snap my neck.
We learned a lot tonight about friendship and how pointless it is.
And there is one more, I think, really great line, which is from the host. It's the last line of beat of this thing, which is, make sure you take your familiar corpses when you leave.
Yes. You have to do your own cleanup at the night market.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a lot to clean up down yes. there.
A lot of dead bodies. Yeah. back at Nadja's, they talk about how they went to the night market, and the guide says, well, good thing I already had plans last night, so it's good I didn't get invited. Which is so sad.
She's so tragic. Sometimes I wonder if I'm like, are they using the guide in a way that is always consistently funny? But I felt like this really worked, having her as a liaison between the Wraiths and Nadja.
I kind of like her being it's because she shows up being like, you know, incredibly powerful, like a representative mm-hmm. of the Vampire Council. And yeah. now is basically Nadja's assistant.
Yeah, exactly. She's had such a turn. And obviously, I love Kristen Schaal very much. And I think yes. that she's so funny. And I think that they're doing a good job of like they've definitely enhanced her role in this season where she's around a lot more than in some previous seasons. But I think they're doing a good job of kind of balancing her as basically Nadja's assistant.
Yeah. Deidre, what did you think here of the reveal of the water lily of the Nile?
Oh, my God. I loved this. Yes.
Love.
So
obsessed over.
First of all, I loved that Nadja takes the vials out of the box that they came in and gives the box to the guide.
That's true. Yes.
She's like, you can keep your brooches in here.
I do have a lot of brooches.
Yes. And then, yeah, the Wraith like desperately wants the vials. And we find out that it is a water lily of the Nile, a medicinal flower, a narcotic from Egyptian times, and the only drug that helps with the pain of being a Wraith. And Nadja says Wraiths will do anything to get it.
She actually says these gobshites will do anything for it.
Yeah. Thank you for that correct.
No problem. But she doesn't have enough. She only has enough to give the one Wraith who tells all the other Wraiths what to do.
Yes. The way that she goes into that too is just like, I loved this power trip that she's on.
Yes.
Do I have enough for everybody? No. Do I have enough of this to give to the one Wraith who tells all the other Wraiths what to do? I think that is probably all I need.
Mm-hmm. Xerxes is immediately killed. And I love yes. go over and they're like, he's no longer our leader. And also mm-hmm. he's dead.
And also he's dead. Like that was pretty obvious. Yeah.
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 But they get Mondays off with pay and Nadja will build 5 more supply closets for them to sleep mm-hmm. in. Which is yeah. nice. We close, Lindsay, on mm-hmm. some Colin and Laszlo. As if I said we didn't get enough of them. We actually get a fair bit of them. And that is not enough for me.
It's not enough. It's simply not enough. I feel like it was just little bits and pieces, but we get this lovely little moment where Laszlo is tucking Colin Robinson in, which my heart melted instantly. And I was like, well, we're going to have to talk about this.
Yep.
And Laszlo says, you've had a disappointing day. Would you like me to read one of your fairy stories to you? Which is so cute. And I just can't get over it. And he's like, I don't think I want to anymore.
Yeah, he asks for real books about real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love that he starts reading it. It's one of his personal favorites, In Cold Blood by Trelawney. And he asks, he's like, read a page. And he goes, he's still awake? And Colin goes, yeah.
He goes, well, it's about to get real heavy from here on in. All we hear it is like, it's set in Western Kansas. He's like, it's only going downhill from here.
Just awake, Colin. He's still awake? He's like, yeah.
Been like approximately 10 seconds.
I mean, to be fair, that is something that like leaders are notoriously like, we fall asleep very quickly. So maybe Colin Robinson has a bit of that too. Laszlo's tried this before and he just falls asleep.
Apparently I was notorious as a child for catching parents trying to fall asleep while reading. I'd be like, oh, really? What's going on here? We're skipping pages. We're skipping words.
That's hilarious.
Slow down.
That sounds like, yeah, that tracks, I think.
Yeah, everything about that.
Uh-huh. Well, I am notorious for not being able to like take a nap or go to sleep very well, regardless of how tired I am. So,
and I can fall asleep.
To read me some Truman Capote.
Yeah, I feel like I'm bragging, so I do apologize. You're like, I have trouble sleeping, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds way worse than what I have.
Listen, there are positives and negatives to both sides for sure. But yeah, I mean, if Laszlo is really, confident that a half a page of Truman Capote can put anyone to sleep, like pretty much instantly, like maybe that is what I should be seeking out instead of, you know, everything else. I'll mention that to my sleep specialist.
Yeah, they should. What's the is it Sleep With Me? I haven't listened to it in a while.
Yes.
I don't really need it, but I do love it. They should do a Truman Capote episode. Yeah.
I also, so I really enjoy Sleep With Me, and I listen all night. I just leave it playing all night as white noise so that if I wake up, it'll help lull me back to sleep. But one of the things that I really enjoy is when Dear Scooter recaps TV shows in a very boring way. Yeah. And so I've listened to a lot of Star Trek.
Just via via Scooter. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yes. But I would love, essentially, he also does the like kind of retellings of like Stranger Things via Swamp Based Beings, of Otter Things. But I just really need Scooter to either do a recap of What We Do in the Shadows or a retelling, because I need it. I need it right now.
Yeah. For anybody who like doesn't know, we're talking. Yeah. This is Sleep With Me. This guy Scooter. He basically just like has a soothing voice, and so just like reads different things and does different things to be a, you know, basically
it's
white.
An intentionally boring podcast.
Yeah. The opposite of this one.
That's yes. Right. Exactly.
Anything else about the night market that we missed? I will say in the episode art, people will notice later. There is a thing when he goes, I think, to buy a cage. The woman is just wearing a cage on her head, which is never explained, and I don't need it to be. I think it's amazing. I think it's the best.
Nice hat.
She's just like, yeah, nice hats. Yeah. But anything else?
I think we caught everything that I took notes for. My notes for this 30 minutes of TV was 2 full pages long.
Yeah, I know. Even as you said, DJ, you said it's like your least favorite of the season, you believe. It's still coming.
Oh, that was Lindsay. I liked this one a lot, actually.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Well,
but, my least favorite of the season.
But even then, it's still very funny.
Exactly. Even when it's not my favorite, it's still extremely entertaining television.
Yes. Deidre, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was a blast. This is absolutely one of my favorite comedy shows that is, you know, currently active. So that sounded like it was a lot of caveats, but I meant like, you know, not like airing right this minute, but, you know, just like having current seasons happen as opposed to shows that have already ended. But all that to say, this was a blast. Thank you for having me.
We plugged Paper Girls up top, but if you want to plug it again, anything else you have going on and your social media, etc.
Sure. Yeah. So you can find me on Twitter at DHLips. I will be tweeting up a storm as our biweekly episodes of the Paper Girls podcast are dropping.
That's twice a week rather than every other week, correct?
Yes, correct.
I know the answer to that. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, we will be doing Sunday and Wednesday drops, although we will be dropping episode 1 this Friday, July 29th, when the entire series drops on Amazon Prime. So Jess and I are not watching the full show first. We're going episode by episode, spoiler free for the most part. Jess has read the book, the comic book that's based on. I have not. But as far as we've gotten so far, there have been some deviations. So Jess is not entirely spoiled on everything either. So Amazing. It's a lot of fun. The show is really good. If you like time travel stuff, if you like young adult stuff, this show is for you. It's really well done.
Time travel so hot right now, I have to say.
I know.
Yeah.
I love time travel stories. It's just, it's such a good mechanic for storytelling. And this one's really unique.
I feel like we move on so quickly sometimes here, but we would cover a lot of TV and people are on to the next thing. But you covered one of my favorite seasons of TV ever in Barry recently with Mike Bloom. And I think that season, the whole show is worth checking out. Also an Emmy nominated comedy along with What We Do in the Shadows. So well worth checking out, and then well worth checking out your coverage with Mike Bloom.
Yes. Very well deserved Emmy nominations for both shows. But yeah, Barry season 3 is done, and so we know as a whole this was a very, very excellent season of TV. It's very, very funny. Also just, you know, very tense action sequences as well. It's an incredible show. Some of the, if not like at least one of the best characters in television history, in my opinion, and I know Grace has backed me up on this at least once. Well-deserved Emmy acting nominations.
Yep.
It was such a good season. Critical acclaim across the board, audience acclaim across the board. We had some, you know, acclaim for our podcast as well. It's a fun pod, Mike and Deej. Yeah. It's a good combo.
Yes.
If I do say so myself.
Yeah, I feel like it's just worth checking out. Lindsay, what about you?
Yeah, we just wrapped up BoJack Horseman over on BoJack Horse Pod. Wow. We are taking a brief break starting next week, I think, but then we're jumping into Tuca and Birdie. So get ready for that. And then we're also over on the podcast of tomorrow. I'm talking about Futurama. So we just started season 2 over there, and that has been very fun. So check out either of those things, and then you can find me nowhere on the internet.
It's amazing.
Amazing. I'm very jealous.
I know. Yeah.
Doing too. All the work over here, promoting all my shows, clearly.
Season 3 of Tuca Birdie just premiered, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is right. Yes.
So timely.
Yeah. We're always on the cutting edge of things.
That's right. Here on Poster Recaps, covering Blackbird with Ariel, the Apple TV Plus miniseries, covering The Old Man, the FX miniseries that just wrapped up with Philly. And I have some more stuff coming. I never know what's been announced, what hasn't been announced. So I'll leave it. Also cover movies weekly. This week we covered Nope, the Jordan Peele movie with LaTanya. And I covered The Gray Man with Austin F. Smith. He was very good. It's very an okay movie, a popcorn movie for sure. And over on Rob is a podcast to cover sports. I'm on Twitter at Ty from Grace. I guess we'll see everybody next week for that episode of What We Do in the Shadows. Until then,
bat.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.